Today's gospel reading is foundational. It's foundational for most all Christian schools, Sunday schools, most really any preaching station throughout history. But for all intents and purposes, it's the foundational text for moms, for dads, for grandmas and grandpas, for pastors and teachers, and for mentors. People like you, no matter who you are, there's someone under you that looks to you for some sort of spiritual authority, guidance, love, trust. And Jesus is letting us know the truth about having that kind of authority over people. He calls them little ones who trust you. It goes like this. The disciples came to Jesus and said, "Who is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" You see, his disciples were always arguing who's the best of all of us. And so who's, you know, Jesus is going to be on a throne up there. So who's going to be on the next most important throne, maybe? They always wanted to know the answer. And so Jesus, I don't want to put motives in his heart or thoughts in his mind, but I'm sure he did this kind of like, man, I can't believe they don't get it yet. He went and found a little one, a little child, probably an older baby who couldn't walk yet, still breastfeeding. And he put this one in the middle of all of them, in the middle of all the crowd following Jesus. And Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, unless you repent, unless you turn from how you are doing things now and become like one of these little ones, like this baby, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven." And then he clarifies it. Whoever humbles himself, whoever brings his or herself to this sort of lowliness, like this baby, this is who is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And he's talking about faith. In other words, you need to change your mind. In other words, you need to become like a child. Children don't need to become more like you, knowing everything, knowing a lot. You need to become more like a child, a baby, a little one, to simply trust in the Lord. What is a little child like? Let me tell you, I have one. Little children don't feed themselves. Little children don't take out the garbage. They don't change their own diapers. They can't even hold a flashlight for me while I'm working on something in my condo. No. They're completely and utterly dependent on their parents to feed them, to take care of them, to clean them. And so, all parents know this, God has given you new and exciting responsibilities to learn a tiny bit about what God's relationship, God the Father's relationship, is like with you. We are completely dependent on God our Father each day, and we learn this through caring for those that are completely dependent on us. Jesus is letting you in on a secret. Before God, your Creator, your true Father, you are completely helpless. He takes care of you every day, even in the smallest of needs. God the Father takes care of you even when you're fussy, just to be fussy. Or you're crying because you want to go to bed, but you don't want to go to bed. God is caring for you even when you're smelly. And God is providing for you, feeding you your daily bread. It's what we pray for, right? He gives us this bread even without our prayers. And he cleans you over and over again as he washes away your sin and he forgives it. As you read and you remember his words and your baptism where that initial promise was made to you. And what's cool about God the Father is he does all this every day and constantly, and he never complains. He does all of these things out of self-sacrificial love because he loves you. You are his child, and he loves you. But God is God, and we're not God. Yes, as parents or teachers or mentors or grandparents, we are put in positions of authority over little ones called vocations. So vocation of father or mother, or vocation of grandparent, or vocation of mentor. We have these given to us by God, responsibilities, authorities over others. And we do these and we serve in these roles to serve God and to serve other people, specifically the ones that are under us. However, since we're not God, we're imperfect and we mess up. We make mistakes. And if you took a survey of moms and dads, do you think they'd be afraid of making mistakes raising their kids if you polled them? I bet. I think it's one of the chief fears, right? Because all of a sudden you realize their life is in your hands. What they know is in your hands. What they're exposed to is in your hands. And you spend the rest of your time trying to delineate, what am I responsible for? What is my fault? What did I do wrong? Etc. And that makes it fun. It makes it a challenge. Because the more that we focus on these God-given vocations, like parent or teacher or mentor or grandparent, the more we realize that we don't know everything. And it's not really until you have that authority and you feel this need to pass on knowledge to teach that you realize you don't know everything. You need help. And that's called learning humility. Making yourself low, which in today's world can be seen as bad. But to be humble is what Jesus is asking for today in his gospel. To make ourselves low, to bring ourselves down to the level of the lowest one in our world, the little child, who in Jesus's world, called his kingdom, the kingdom of God, is the greatest. The one who trusts in simple faith in his heavenly father, in her heavenly father. That is the greatest. They are the greatest. And so as parents, teachers, grandparents, etc., mentors, to us, James writes, James, Jesus' brother, do any of among you seek wisdom? Do you seek wisdom? Ask the Lord, he says. Ask the Lord in prayer. Seek wisdom from the Lord. Pray to God. Ask him to help you to be a better mom, to be a better dad, to be a better teacher, a better grandparent, a better mentor. Just ask him. Ask him in faith. He'll give you wisdom. And I encourage you to seek him out where he promises to be found, his scriptures. Trust in, seek in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. Try your best not to take the easy way. Because if you seek the Lord, if you trust in the Lord, his promise is that there is where it is unshakable. And so wisdom is practical knowledge, right? A lot of times when I'm talking to people, they say, sure, there's book knowledge, but I'm looking for practical knowledge, practical wisdom, lived experience, right? That's why it's so harmful to pit the two against each other, because the Christian life is the perfect mix of both. To seek out the Lord in his word and to put it into practice and to keep at it, learning from your experiences to build up what's called wisdom by King Solomon. Wisdom is built up by just doing it, right? So the more you try teaching, the more you teach your child, your grandchild, whoever is entrusted to you, maybe a friend who's older than you, but is still a little one in faith, the more you teach them, the more you develop the shrewd wisdom, practical knowledge of teaching. And the rewards of teaching little ones are hard to see at first, but they grow plentiful fruit. And you can ask anyone here who has taught anyone the faith, and they'll have lots of stories of seeing that fruit and harvesting that fruit in a big way. And so when your little ones are running around your house, but this time singing joyful songs, talking about Jesus and their love for him, and asking you questions that get you thinking about your faith, that is blessedness. That is lovely. So don't be afraid to become like them, to become a little one sitting at the feet of Jesus, learning from him first, saturating yourself in God's word, saturating yourself in prayer with your family, singing spiritual songs, and teaching the little ones naturally as you teach yourself, because you have humbled yourself, made yourself lowly, and have begun to learn from your older brother, your teacher, your mentor, Jesus Christ. But always remember, no teacher, no parent, no mentor is perfect. No one always does it right. And that's hard to believe in today's world of social media, right? Where you see the best of someone's life on a feed and you think they're doing much better than me, but actually they're just hiding the nitty-gritty, right? The nitty-gritty that you feel. We all make mistakes. None of us knows all the right answers. All of us have to go and talk with a mentor, a teacher, a parent of our own to learn both book knowledge and the wisdom of life experience. All of us do. And that's why your fellow brothers and sisters are here to help you if you want it. Ask someone at your church. Ask someone in the congregation what they did with their kids to raise them up in Christ. Ask me and Brigida what we're doing with Friedrich. It can only end up a conversation that builds your confidence, that draws all of us closer together as a community. Because teaching the faith is wonderful. It's the most beautiful thing, I believe, one of the largest blessings in this lifetime, to share what you love, Jesus Christ, with someone who hasn't developed the fullness of that love for themselves yet. We teach our little ones about Jesus because we love them. We love Jesus. We share what we love with who we love. And we do this to raise up little ones in the faith, and that's a blessing, and it's a responsibility, mind you. It is your responsibility given you by your Father who is in heaven. And this is super important because I want to clarify, this is not a responsibility that I'm giving you. It's not a responsibility that your children's grandma or grandpa is giving you. This is a responsibility that God Himself has given you. And so teaching the faith, no matter how, it will be rewarded. It will be rewarded in this lifetime, but also in the next. And it will be blessed by your Father who is in heaven. And I think what's lovely is Jesus reminds us that he has angels watching over the little ones, as he says in the gospel reading today. So don't worry, you're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. We're here as your church family to help you. We're here to share the responsibility. What might be even a burden, we're here to share it with you. We're here to get the ball rolling. We're here to keep pushing the rolling stone. And so let's encourage one another. Let's make this a place where we feel comfortable being honest with one another, with our struggles in this goal. But let's teach the little ones together. Let's teach the little ones. But please never forget, and I want to make sure I keep saying this over and over again in this sermon, but to close, let's never forget that we are to be more like them. Jesus says, you need to be like them, the little ones. You need to make yourself lowly, to make yourself helpless, to make yourself fully dependent on God in faith. For Jesus himself came down from heaven, took the lowly form of a child, grew in wisdom and stature, and was obedient to his heavenly Father, even to death on a cross for the sins of the whole world. And so, when you fail to do the tasks that God has given you, know with sure knowledge, have faith with sure faith, that he is here to comfort you, to feed you with his words of gospel comfort, to clean your heart, to wipe away all the things that a good parent does, he does for you first and foremost. His death, his resurrection are for you first and foremost. Receive that in faith. And with that, you will be unstoppable as a parent, a teacher, a mentor, a grandparent. Whatever authority God has given you, come at it knowing, believing with sure confidence that he serves you first. In his name and for his sake, amen.